Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Just about 36 hours after the Patriots obliterated the Houston Texans at Gillette Stadium Monday night, Bill Belichick stopped by the Patriots All-Access Studios on Wednesday afternoon. He joined Scott Zolak to break down two of the Patriots' six touchdowns in that game.
Time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, coming off this Houston game, had a couple shot plays. What are we looking at here?
Well, this first one is the play-action touchdown pass to Brandon Lloyd. And we're going to make a hard running fake here to the offensive right, and all the offensive linemen are going to start to run block. And then Lloyd's going to come back across the grain, and Tom's going to be able to hit him for a touchdown. But really, the key to this play is the run action, just selling the running game. And you can see how everybody's blocking aggressively. And, you know, that leaves you vulnerable a little bit if they don't take the run fake. They could have a guy rushing the passer. But there's nothing really telling the defense to rush here. So we end up having the opportunity to come back and get back in position to get everybody blocked. And as you can see, the protection on this ends up being very good. We have a nice pocket there. And so now this is Lloyd coming down inside here, coming in like he's going to crack block, and then runs right past Glover Quinn there.
Who's that pilling back offensive lineman? Is that Conley? Pillsbacker's at Mankins. Pillsbacker to pick up the guy on the pressure on the backside for Tom.
Right. So, yeah, this is actually Ryan Wendell stepping to the front side and then peeling back here on that's Barwin on the backside. But, again, you can see Lloyd coming in here. And, you know, this is right about the point where the free safety, where Quinn realizes that it's not a run, it's a pass, and he's in trouble by that time. Lloyd's behind the defense. And, again, as you know, Scott, there's no way you could just drop back and throw a pass and have a guy be this wide open behind the defense. It's the run action that really sells the play and gets the secondary to bite up a little bit and gives you that big play opportunity.
And that's a hard thing to stop. I mean, you need all nine guys doing that. One guy pulls up and makes a look pass. Defenses read that at this level.
Exactly. So this is a good job here of selling the run, but at the same time coming back and being able to protect it so that, you know, Tom has a nice clean pocket. And sometimes those are the hardest ones to hit,
those
right?
The hardest
guys
ones
out
to hit,
there,
man. Guys that wide
10
open.
Yards behind the defense. That you don't one. Want to overthrow them.
Yeah, hold your breath a little bit on that one because you guys had Slater open earlier in the game too. Yeah, you hold your breath on that one. All right, moving on. Take a look at the touchdown run by Stephen Ridley here.
Yeah, this is the end of the game here, and I thought we had a real good drive. Next to last drive where we finished the game, but this is Hooman coming across in motion, and he's going to come in and trap the defensive tackle. And then we have everybody else really blocked and to be able to get really into the line of scrimmage here. And, you know, he's able to make a good cut and take it in for the score. But another play that was very well blocked up front. It's good running by Ridley, but you just can't say enough about the offensive line and the job they did to open up holes and give the backs good opportunities in the running game against Buffalo.
This is a great shot right here. This is what you don't see at home on TV. You know, you watch a game of TV, you see the small, tight side angle, but this is where you get appreciation for it.
Right, so this is Hooman coming in and blocking what we call the three technique here, the defensive tackle. Mankins is able to seal the middle linebacker with Wendell on the nose. Solder's up on the linebacker, and Hernandez turns out on the defensive end here. So that's a pretty good-looking hole right there. And now the idea is just to run off of Nate's block. You know, Steven does a nice job of setting that up, goes to the outside, so the defender jumps outside there. Nate pins him, and then, Steven cuts back inside. This is good hustle by Wes on the backside, coming all the way backside on the slot to come across here and take out the free safety, and Steven's able to finish the run for a touchdown.
Well, you didn't even see that on the side angle. You know, that's another thing. Your receiver's downfield on runs, how important it is to spring maybe an 8-yard run into a 20-yarder.
Yeah, this is about as good as it can look right there with Solder getting a linebacker here. Mankins, splitting a linebacker there, and then here comes Wes down the field there. That's kind of about the way he draw it up.
It's pretty good. I could have probably made it to the six on that one. So. All right, man. Good stuff. You're into December. Good luck. Go get these Niners.
Thank you.
All right, there's your plays of the week. See you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.